outsmart the devil. In meetings, you might have seen someone say, "Can I play devil's advocate?" It's like they're raining on the parade of a new idea. But hold on, don't dismiss this tactic just yet. Role-playing, even as the devil's advocate, can actually be a smart move. It shows how pretending to be someone else can change how you view a situation. This can spark creativity, even if it seems negative at first. Let's talk about innovation for a moment. According to the 3M company, it's not just about having new ideas. It's also about putting those ideas into action to make things better, gain something, or make a profit. That's pretty straightforward. A complete definition of innovation should highlight the role of people, too. Innovation isn't a solo act. It takes a team, working together with determination, learning, organizing, and building. Role-playing adds energy and excitement to meetings, helping companies stay on top of market changes. 10 roles that foster innovation fall into 3 categories. 1. Learning roles include the anthropologist, experimenter, and cross-pollinator, who observe, create prototypes, and explore insights from different fields. 2. Organizing roles involves the hurdler, collaborator, and director, who connect people, guide them, and tackle obstacles together. 3. Building roles consist of the experience architect, set designer, caregiver, and storyteller, who create structures, physical, psychological, emotional, and linguistic, that support innovation. People can switch roles instead of being stuck in one all the time. You don't need a separate person for every role in every situation. For instance, 3 people might handle 7 roles. Switching roles can open people up to new ideas. Commit to innovation throughout the organization, not just on one project. Try taking on these roles. 1. The anthropologist. Anthropologists dive into strange cultures, observing closely. This intense observation is key for fresh ideas in any organization. Zen Buddhism style, beginner's mind. Look at everything as if for the first time. Just watch people without judging. To understand how customers use your stuff, don't just ask them outright. They'll either clean up their answers or not really know. So, watch what they do. Use technology like video or just watch in person. When you do talk to them, ask open-ended questions about what they do, not what they say. Don't ask a teen what's hot. Instead, ask what they'd buy with some cash. And try picking up a new magazine at the store. It'll give you a fresh perspective on your customers and your culture. 2. The experimenter. You can spot an experimenter right away. Think of Thomas Edison or today's James Dyson, the guy who made the bagless vacuum cleaner. Experimenters are persistent problem solvers. They churn out prototypes, sketch designs, build models, and test them over and over. Then, they take what they've learned and start the process again. Lots of people hesitate to make prototypes because they think it has to impress others. But that's not the point. Even a quick and dirty prototype made from stuff you found in the trash can work. The goal is to give your ideas a physical form so you and others can understand them and make them better. Just compare 2 prototypes to see what works and what doesn't. 3. The cross-pollinator. Cross-pollinators mix things up by bringing ideas from one area and applying them elsewhere, creating something fresh through unexpected juxtaposition. These surprising combinations can go a long way. For instance, IBM adapted punch cards from the silk weaving industry for use in its early computers. To boost innovation, let your mind wander. Don't just stick to your job, explore new things. Travel, read, and broaden your horizons. Help your team do the same by funding educational experiences and organizing events where different departments share what they're working on. Mix up teams and bring in speakers from diverse backgrounds. Encourage curiosity and thinking outside the box. Try reverse mentoring to learn from different generations. 4. The hurdler. Hurdlers specialize in overcoming obstacles. You can't defeat them by blocking the direct path to their goal. They'll jump over it or work around it. Hurdlers treat every obstacle as an opportunity. If acting as a hurdler, you can solve a problem others can't cure, you'll reap huge rewards. However, prepare to face blockages. Inside the company, you may have to slip past rules that present hurdles. Resist the temptation to just do your job. Getting a successful project approved after the fact may be easier than getting it funded when it is still hypothetical. Outside forces will also erect hurdles. Experts may even dismiss your ideas, but keep going. Cargill, the food company, wanted to buy from cotton farmers in Zimbabwe, but it faced a hurdle. It discovered that not enough currency existed in the local economy for the company to pay the farmers, so Cargill printed its own money. 5. The collaborator. Collaborators aren't just good at working with others, they also bring people together. They're like the glue that sticks teams from different areas together, making sure everyone stays on the same page. Think of them as the peacemakers who help different groups cooperate. They can even help companies make better deals with each other, turning simple buyer-seller setups into more complex and profitable arrangements. Take, for example, Kraft Foods and Safeway. When they teamed up, they made smarter plans, improved how they got their products to market, and cut down on costs. It's all about working together and making things happen. Consider these two unusual collaborative techniques. 1. Unfocus groups are like focus groups, but instead of having regular consumers, we bring together the most extreme and creative ones. It's like watching a brainstorming session in action. 2. Cross-training means teaching employees something new that's related to what they already know. It's like expanding their skills to make them more versatile. Sure, forming work teams involves collaboration. You can train employees formally in teamwork skills or informally, have them play a sport together. Whether formal or informal, use these techniques to bring opponents into the team. Celebrate team success instead of individual achievements. 6. The director. Directors are like the captains of a ship, leading the way with big ideas and plans. They're not just about routine tasks. They're all about dreaming big and making things happen. They kickstart new projects, gather a team, and take charge. It's all about taking risks and being a leader. They find the best people and guide them through brainstorming sessions, making sure to capture all the great ideas that come up. They're not in it for the spotlight themselves. They prefer to let others shine. And they know how to grab attention, giving their projects cool names that get everyone excited. To lead an innovation initiative, you need someone who can step into the director's shoes. They set the goals, gather the resources, and lay out how success will be measured. They're like the guardians of the project, making sure it's supported and recognized. They create an environment where everyone feels safe to speak their minds honestly. It's about building trust and rewarding those who contribute. 7. The experience architect. Experience architects are like designers who create experiences using the five senses. They care about making things look, sound, feel, smell, and taste good. Even if you're not an expert, you can still be an experienced architect by focusing on what your senses tell you. For example, you could think about how long customers wait, what music plays in the background, how comfortable they feel, and how easy it is for them to buy things. This means paying attention to every single step a customer takes when they interact with your business, also known as the customer journey. And guess what? Customers take more steps than you might realize, which gives you more chances to make things better. 8. The set designer. As a set designer, your goal is to make the physical space both functional and pleasing. For instance, think about how your organization's layout can inspire innovative thinking. Arrange desks and hallways so people can easily gather in groups, promoting spontaneous collaboration. Encourage casual conversations and let individuals decorate their spaces freely. Rearrange offices to foster interaction between different departments. Rotate workers based on projects. Provide tools for brainstorming and designate areas for displaying ideas. 9. The caregiver. Imagine the best doctor or nurse you've ever had, or the comforting care of an ideal parent. These caregivers excel at putting people at ease while focusing on providing excellent service. They value building lasting relationships with each person they help and with the community as a whole. By creating a sense of shared identity, they foster loyalty to their brand. In a world increasingly filled with automated services, caregivers aim to bring back the personal touch and a friendly smile. 10. The storyteller. Storytelling isn't just about facts. It's about creating emotional connections between the teller and the audience. A storyteller can take everyday events and turn them into something extraordinary, crafting tales that inspire and teach. Their aim isn't just to entertain, but to find truth and speak sincerely, both as an individual and as a representative of their group. Taking on the role of a storyteller brings us back to the essence of understanding people, akin to an anthropologist, as listening plays a crucial part. To tell a story effectively, one must ask open-ended questions and then shape the responses into a coherent narrative. These stories have the power to unite teams, expressing thoughts and experiences that may otherwise remain unspoken. In times of change, a skilled storyteller not only entertains but also helps make order out of chaos, guiding individuals through the tumultuous seas of change. Innovation can often feel messy and uncertain. However, a good storyteller not only entertains but also helps make order out of chaos, providing a sense of structure and direction amidst the uncertainty. Through storytelling, work becomes more enjoyable and meaningful for everyone involved. Key points. 1. Role-playing like devil's advocate sparks creativity and shifts perspectives positively. 2. Innovation involves not just new ideas, but also their implementation and collaboration. 3. 10 innovation roles encompass learning, organizing, and building functions. 4. Anthropologists observe closely for fresh insights into any organization's culture. 5. Experimenters persistently prototype, test, and refine ideas for practical application. 6. Cross-pollinators blend diverse concepts to create innovative solutions. 7. Directors lead with big ideas, gather teams, and foster an environment of trust.